insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you again to our program, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَقَالُوا لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ بلى من أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن فله أجره عند ربه ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
We were discussing verses 111 and 112, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes a claim that the Jewish people and the Christians had made and replies to that. The claim was, the Christians were saying, you would have to be a Christian to enter paradise. If you believe in Christ, then you're going to be entering paradise. And if you don't believe in Him, you're not going to be entering paradise. The Jews similarly said that in order to enter paradise, you would have to be a Jew. And if you're not a Jew, you're going to be going to hell. And if you are a Jew, then you're going to be going to paradise regardless of what you have done. In replying to this, God first said, this is your false hopes. This is something you would wish for, that it would happen. This is not right. The second reply was, if you have proof for that, if you have evidence for that, please provide us with it. And the last thing that was mentioned is what verse 112 mentions, that the criterion for entering paradise is not what you said. Is not just believing in Christ or being a Jew or having those names or not having them. The criterion is something else, and that is submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to God in faith and in practice. That is the criterion. Now, we explained that in the previous session, and briefly, we need to say that the two aspects of their claims, one is that whoever believes in Christ will go to paradise. This aspect is wrong. And the other aspect, that whoever does not believe in Christ is going to go to hell, that is also not right. Similarly to the Jews, that is similar to the Jewish claim. So neither of those are true. What the criterion is what God Himself says. And that is, and it's a very logical criterion. Whoever submits to Allah's will, which is the right thing, which is submitting to the truth, submitting to the system that God has created, working within the system that God has created, in faith and in practice, this person will end up in paradise, because God has made paradise for such people. And whoever does not do that is not going to be ending up in paradise. There's a very interesting and important point in this verse, verse 112, that helps us understand a debated question. And that is everybody that is not Muslim? Because let's face it, I mean, we are Muslims, and what we hear, at least from a lot of people, maybe a lot of scholars, is that whoever is not Muslim is going to be ending up in hell fire. The question is this: is it such that whoever is not a Muslim is going to be going to hell? Is that the case, or is it not? And also, is everyone that is Muslim, or for the Shias, whoever is Shia, are they going to be entering paradise regardless of their actions? These two questions are debated questions. This verse answers both of them. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever submits to God's will in faith and in practice, they are going to be in paradise. How does an individual need to know, or how would they find out about God's will regarding their faith and regarding their actions? An individual is only going to know what God has provided them, the guidance that comes to them. Now, this is also explained in other verses of the Holy Quran, but just this verse, the criterion, the general criterion that is mentioned in this verse clarifies the whole issue, and those other verses can be put along this verse to give us that same understanding and emphasize that same understanding. And that is, whoever has received whatever amount of guidance, and they submit to that in faith and in practice, they will be entering paradise. Even if that person is not Muslim, even if that person is not Shia. Now, we're not saying the truth is not Islam. We're not saying the truth is not the Shia faith within Islam. That is not the case. What the issue is the following, that you have an absolute truth, which is what God revealed to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Imams and the Holy Prophet was explaining to the people. But does every single individual know all of that truth? And is everyone practicing all of that truth? Whatever amount of that truth that anyone receives, they are going to be judged based on that. If they receive half of that information and they don't have any fault in not receiving any more than that, then they have submitted to what they knew of God's will. If they put that into practice, then they have submitted to that in practice, and they have the criterion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this verse. If they, however, had a fault in not knowing any more than that, they were able to get more information. God did provide them with more guidance. They did not accept it. They rejected it. Well, that's not submitting to God's will, and they will be entering hellfire. This is a general concept and general criterion for entering hellfire and entering paradise. So this tells us that general criterion, but we need to emphasize that the application of this, who is going to go to hell and who is going to go to paradise, God knows how much guidance He has given to people and how much those people have been submitted to that in faith and in practice. We don't have that knowledge regarding the guidance, and we don't have the knowledge to know how much that individual has submitted to God's will. So we can't judge people. We can only say that absolute truth is what was revealed to the Prophet and the Imams and the Prophet explained to people. That's the absolute truth. And we need to say, and we can say, whoever has received whatever amount of guidance, if they submit to that in faith and in practice, then they have the criterion to enter paradise. The other question that we raised, which is a debated question, is regarding something that, you know, some people say that if you're a Shia, then you're going to be entering paradise regardless of your actions. This verse explains very clearly that that is not the case. That's very similar to what the Christians and the Jews said. We don't have such a concept. Islam says the criterion to enter paradise directly and not go to hell at all is this: you need to submit to God's will in faith and in practice. If you only have that in faith and you don't have it in practice, then the verse says you don't have the criterion to enter paradise. That was one very important point that we derived from the combination of these two verses. Another very important point that the verse 111 gives us, and I need to emphasize on, is this. In replying to the Christians and the Jews, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used these words in Arabic, and I'd have to read the Arabic and then explain it in English. قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. The English translation that's been given in this particular translation that I have is, say, produce your evidence. Now, unfortunately, evidence is not the correct term and the correct equivalent for the word burhan. Burhan is actually the rational and intellectual reasoning. That is called burhan. Evidence that could be used sometimes in a burhan, but a lot of times evidence refers to showing something that could be a tangible evidence, a tangible sign that would show what you're saying is right. Burhan does not have that in it. What is important to take from this verse is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding His Prophet to say, we need to work. Look, we have a faculty that we all have in common, and we need to use that to judge about a certain ideology and a certain practice. Is that, and that faculty is the faculty of the intellect. Use that intellect and bring proof, bring your reasoning and prove to me what you're saying is right. Basically, what the Prophet is told is, look, what you're saying is illogical. Bring your logic for it if you have one, and we'll see if that logic is actually solid or it's not solid, and we'll prove that it's not. This is very important. Some people, unfortunately, start to put aside their intellect and their logic in understanding religion. This is not right. Islam tells us from the beginning to the end that you need to use your logic. Now, on the other hand, we need to say that sometimes logic is mistaken. What is referred to as logic is actually illogical, like talking about some of the laws and saying we don't understand the logic behind this law, and therefore this is not from God, and therefore I'm not going to practice it. That's illogical. But logic and correct logic is actually something that Islam tells us to do all along our religion. No one should be telling you that you need to accept the teachings of this individual or the other individual, although your intellect tells you that this is wrong. Islam tells us that we need to ask questions. Even, I need to emphasize, even about the practical laws, it is not wrong to ask a sincere question regarding that law and ask the maraja, for example, and ask the scholars, is this actually a law that God has made, or is this something that maybe it's a practice that doesn't have any foundation in the religion? This is something that we are told to do. This is what saves our religion from change and alteration and from deviation. We are told to use that intellect, and that's a very important point. No one should teach us, as part of Islam, to stay away from the intellect and to say that no, intellectual understandings are wrong and we should stay away from it. Just listen to the Quran. The Quran tells us that we need to be rational and understand things with our intellect. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to do that, and that we are able to use our intellect to understand His religion and to practice that, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك